for the new album, do you have any over-the-top visual ideas? You must do, obviously.
Probably yes, but for the time being, the first video is meant to be very ungimmicky. We want to just be a band out there and be seen as a band again, which we thought was important. So I think the gimmicks, or I don't know if gimmick is the right word, I think the large spectacle stuff will be absent from the first video that we do. We just want to be a band on stage.
You don't know yet. Mallet's doing it.
Mind you, with David Mallet, yeah, what can you say? Yes, cast of millions, it could turn into.
He's bad.
You're expecting the cavern, and you get the Plaster of Concord or something. Like
that. we have a strong visual for the cover of the album.
Which is what?
Well, the radio listeners will have a good time.
Yes,
yes.
Oh, would you like to hear your description of the cover?
I can't describe it. No, I can't. But it is unusual and different, and you have to buy it to find out.
Good one.
Ooh,
I could describe John Deacon's hat to you at this moment.
Talking of rhythms, as we were earlier, on Rain Must Fall is very much a sort of Latin feel, that sort of samba come funk feel, Roger.
Yes, that's a sort of a bit of a mixture. That's a mishmash, really. It's sort of quite machine-like in some ways, but with sort of African overtones.
Yeah, a lot of overdubs on top.
Yeah, there's a lot of sort of percussion on top that I did on top of that one. Mm. So there's all sorts of things happening. But they made me take most of it out, of course, to make room for the guitars.
Yes, and the vocals.
And the vocals, yeah.
Do you do that at home when we see the album coming out and all the rest of it? I mean, do you get together privately? I mean, obviously you all get on very well. I mean, you're obviously soul brothers that need to spend a bit of time apart but like each other underneath. Do you get together socially at all and play or jam?
We get together socially. Yeah. We don't often play together, to be honest. We more often play with other people, strangely enough. But I suppose that's normal in a way. Mm. No, we see quite a lot of each other socially, yeah. Probably more than we did in the sort of mid-period where we drifted apart, I'd say. Mm. I think we're very much back together. And it's very corny, but it is like a sort of family in a way. And particularly when you go through dodgy bits of your life, sometimes the group is what you regard as the centre. Yeah. Mm.
Yes, it seems to be a sort of anchor in my life, in our lives maybe. You know, it's always been there for so long now, 18 years or something, as Freddie was saying. And it's, I don't know quite what life would be without it, you know, as a sort of fulcrum or something. Mm. But we don't really jam when if we do see each other, you know, because that would be sort of like getting back to work, you know. Mm. So it is either work or sort of social, I suppose.
While you've sort of had a couple of years sojourn and doing other things, have there been anyone, when you're listening to the radio or listening to new records, that you thought, hey, they've come through and they are great. I love this group. I mean, as you've become maybe radio listeners, record buyers, whatever.
Mm. Bananarama.
Yeah, what is it? The harmonies that appeal to you, John? Isn't it?
Well, it could be. Yeah,
they're three-part harmonies.
Vocal unisons are something that.
It's quite incredible. We get three people to sing in unison on a record, isn't it?
Yes.
What about some of your favourite songs? I mean, stuff from your collection or things that you like, John. One of your favourites is Veronica. Maybe, yes. I suspect not just because of the song, but because you ought to like it.
No. The reason for this is I was told before we came in today we had to choose a song. And I said, well, I don't know what to choose as a favourite song.
Rolling pin for you, mate.
So yes. I said, I'll better choose that one because it's my wife's name and it's got Paul McCartney playing bass, which is quite nice.
Cool. Was Paul your favourite bassist as you were learning?
No, he's very good, but he wasn't necessarily my favourite when I was a young lad, no.
Who were some of your bass influences?
I actually used to like Chris Squire when I was quite young. I used to go and see them playing with Yes. Mm-hmm. And who else was there? The guy used to play with Rory Gallagher. He was quite good. Hugh McCracken.
Oh, yes. McCracken, yeah. He was good. Actually, some at the market. He was very good.
Yeah, but lots of different ones. No, Paul was very good as well. Not bad, you know.
So, Veronica, just so we can get it clean, because we're going to play the track anyway.
Yeah.
I believe Veronica is one of your current favourite singles.
Well, yes, it could be, yeah. Well, they play it on the radio at the moment. Mm. I've heard it.
And because it's your wife's name.
It is, yes.
That led it really badly, but never mind. I'm sure we'll play the song anyway. Brian, what about your favourites?
Well, there's loads of guitar stuff that I would cite, I suppose, you know. But you want me to say that the favourite record?
Well, you can lead around
sorry,
to it.
Deathly silent.
You can ramble around to it. Ramble around to it, end up with that one. I think it's a pretty good idea.
Well, I'll wrap it up in the in the right things. Yes, my favourite record when I was growing up was Smokey Robinson record, the Tracks of My Tears, the Miracles. And I think it probably still is because, to me, it doesn't matter what the record is made up of. It's whether it grabs you or not, you know, and that for some reason just has it, you know, the way he reaches out and sort of grabs hold of your heart is to me what pop records are all about. And so I would still say that one, really.
Roger, I believe one of your favourites is one John Lennon wrote that was inspired by a two-tone police siren.
Yeah, that's right. That's dee dee dee. That's yeah. I don't know. I just find that "I Am the Walrus" by the Beatles is it's very difficult to name one song, but I think that's a sort of surreal masterpiece in song. And what he did with the lyrics, with those sort of Lewis Carroll type in many ways, but with those lyrics was marvelous. And the sound textures on the record are wonderful, and it's got hidden depths. I still hear different things in the record each time I hear it.
You turn the end up just to catch the spoken word to see how far it goes.
To catch the radio 4 play at the end, which yes. comes in, yeah, as they go down the radio bands. It's a wonderful record.
Okay, going back to the album and the track My Baby Does Me, which we're going to play next. How did this one, I mean, how does a song like My Baby Does Me and a sound, how does it
You have
start?
To look over to that part of the table to find it out.
This Tell is me, Freddie. John.